Culinary Confessions. Dennis and Diana's Confections. We're the Food Connection. Culinary Confessions. We love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And
it's Wacky Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday. Why is it so wacky?
Oh, it's not Wacky Wednesday?
Yeah. Kind of is. It's been a busy morning already.
It has.
I mean, getting stuff done.
Yeah, we got to meet some new friends, and that was really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got a restaurant review, too.
We do. We have all kinds of good things to share with everybody. And welcome to the show.
Welcome.
So, how you want to start off with some business, or you want to chit-chat a little bit?
Let's chit-chat a little bit.
Okay. What do you want to chit-chat about?
I don't know. What's you got going?
You want to talk about our restaurant?
Sure. Which one?
Did we ever tell about when we went out the other night? Don't think so. When I had a nice, beautiful steak?
Yes, we did.
So that was wonderful. It was cooked perfectly. We started out with some cheese curds.
And where did we go?
We went to DC Steakhouse in downtown Chandler.
And you know, you found out what DC stood for.
I did. Stands for downtown Chandler. How silly is that? So it's right on the corner of Boston in downtown Chandler. Wonderful restaurant, DC Steakhouse. We had a beautiful dinner. We, like I said, we started out with our cheese curds, and then I ordered a steak that was perfectly cooked, along with the baked potato and sour cream and all kinds of yummy stuff and fresh bread. It was perfect. How about yours?
I had the ribeye, and it was very good.
And yeah. It was, you know, it was a lot of food.
Yeah, it was.
Well, for me not to be able to finish a steak, that's unusual.
I mean, we didn't get a side of vegetable. We just had the steak and the potato, but then we had the cheese curds.
Mm-hmm. And the bread.
And the salad.
The salad was excellent.
Yeah, salad was very good. And it was just a great meal.
Yeah, so wonderful, wonderful, nice dinner. And yeah, so we had great service. We sat outside. Our server was very pleasant and, you know, very attentive and loved that. So that was nice. It was all in all a wonderful deal. The food was good. The service was good. Atmosphere was wonderful. Couldn't go wrong.
Right.
So that's DC Steakhouse in downtown Chandler.
Right. So if you happen to be in Chandler and you're looking for a good steak, head on over. They will take care of you. And like she said, the service was really good. We had a very nice young lady.
Yeah.
And she was very knowledgeable, and that's really important, and just very polite.
Oh, yes. Very polite. It was a great, great evening.
Yeah. So... And she got a big tip for being so good.
That's right. That's what happens. So we'll go ahead and start with trivia, and then we'll tell you about our second place that we ate at last night. So we have trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location at Deer Valley Town Center, located right off the 101 and the I-17 next to AMC Theaters. And the trivia today is?
The trivia day today is Wednesday. Okay. Where is the largest restaurant in the world?
The largest restaurant?
The largest restaurant in the world. Meaning which one has the most seating?
Oh, okay.
All right. Where is that at? And what does the word hell mean when it appears on the label of a German beer? Is it dark, pale, or sinful?
And how's it spelled?
H-E-L-L.
Okay. Just checking.
All right. And what's a small cornmeal cake made from a cornmeal batter and cooked on a griddle? What is that?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
What country does provolone come from? And what's a fried Indian pastry filled with potatoes and vegetables, fish or meat, and served as a snack?
Yummy. Oh, that's not the answer.
No. And what American beer has been known as the Silver Bullet?
Oh, everyone knows that one. Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right. And that's, I'm going to stop with those today. So.
Okay.
All right.
And then we have our Taste of Music, which is brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road, right in our big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence around it. Give them a call for all your baking needs. You can have special orders. No order is too small. 480-813-4610. They're open Tuesday through Sunday.
All right.
Okay.
And the Taste of Music is... where we play a tidbit of a song, and somewhere on the song there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be on the artist or group's name. So, Garion, play me that music. Okay.
Everybody, that's a long intro. Somebody should get that one.
Well, I had to ask you a question on the side. So. All right. And our survey question of the day is...
are you more likely to eat at a mom-and-pop restaurant or a chain?
And why?
Okay. Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right. Right now, let's take our first call. Oh, well, first off, remind everybody that we're giving away two tickets to the Home and Garden Show
right this weekend
at the fairgrounds today. So call in and get in that, and you can win two tickets. All right.
And don't forget, that's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right. All right. Let's talk to Paul from Mesa. Paul, what's up?
Well, I'm listening to the DC Steakhouse, and I've got questions.
Yeah?
Yeah. So the steak was good. Was it good because of the way it was seasoned? Was it the way that it was cooked? Was it broiled? Was it fried? Was it cooked over an open flame?
No, it's cooked over an open flame.
Okay. So and, was it wood or gas?
I would say that it was probably gas. But, okay. You know, it's on their grill inside, and... It was not necessarily the seasoning, because I don't think they put much seasoning on it.
Yeah, there was no. They put I put butter on it,
but okay. It was just cooked perfect. I mean, just the exact way you ordered it, and it was just great flavor to it.
Excellent. And so that it, so okay. So it was primarily due to the so when my brain is turning, because I love to cook steaks and I love steaks and I'm always wanting to learn how to cook a better one. So it when. You would say it was like seared on a high heat, and then, or because you said it really wasn't the seasoning. I mean, I always season my steaks because I'm trying to get the best flavor profile. And you said, no, they didn't season them. Is that always, should I try altering something other than the seasoning to improve the quality of the meat that I serve?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the quality of the meat that you get. You know, if you're getting a very high quality meat, you don't need to season it.
Well, I've always enjoyed the meats from Fashion. That's where I shop. I've always liked the meats out of the meat case. I always thought they were better than, like, you know, Walmart or Fry's or, and I don't know if I should be saying that, but.
That's how you feel. You can say it.
Okay. Yeah. That's legitimately how I feel, and that's why. And should a steak be prepared at room temperature, or should it be, or should it, you know, should I do it right out of the refrigerator?
Well, you can't leave your meat out, sitting out at room temperature. I mean, we get in trouble for stuff like that.
Okay.
But, you know, take it out of the cooler, and it shouldn't be frozen. It should just be, you know, cool. And you take it on, and if you're doing it on a grill.
Right, which is how I 99% of the steaks that I cook, I do on a grill.
All right. Then you take it and kind of put an angle on the on your racks. And then that way when you turn it at an angle. The opposite angle, and that gives you your diamonds. And then when it gets cooked nice and neat, then you flip it over. And if you've got these seared black marks on it, you know, right, that look like diamonds, you've done it perfectly. And, you know, you just, depending on how you want it cooked, if you want it well done, if you want it medium well or medium rare.
So to get the diamond, to get the diamond look, I'm not flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping it. I'm just repositioning it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's all you're doing. The more times you flip it over, right, the tougher juice your meat's going to get.
The more juice you lose.
Yeah. Okay. I thought the rule of one, just one turn, but I never thought about repositioning it to get the diamond mark.
Yeah, that's all you got to do is reposition it.
All right, cool. All right. And high heat or what do you suggest?
Well, it's always when you first sear it with that high heat, it's going to burn those marks into it, and then it's just going to cook, and it's going to sear the juices inside it, though.
Okay.
You know, it's going to seal them in there.
All right, cool.
So
all right, excellent.
You
and
know,
how expensive was dinner?
You know, it's not cheap.
I think it was 20. Here, I can tell you, it was like $25 each.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
You know, for the two of us, I think our total bill with a couple of drinks was $75. And, you know, then we gave her a $20 or $22 tip, something like that.
Man, you guys are good tippers. I bet you guys used to own a restaurant, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you get good service, I think it's worth it. You know, because if you want to go and the service is excellent and everybody's happy and the food is the way that you want it, I mean, that's part of going out. You should expect to give a good tip. And, you know, I start out with a good one and then it's up to them to keep it.
Ah, good idea.
You know,
so you don't do the percentage rule. You just say, okay, if service is good tonight in a restaurant like this, they can earn a $25 tip. And then if they start failing, the 25 becomes 20, becomes 23, becomes 18, 15.
You know,
you kind of include it with your whole idea of going out. I mean, I know, you know, with kids, you have to include the cost of the babysitter and, you know, the time that's involved. And all of these things are included in your entertainment for the night is how I look at it. Whether your entertainment is your food or if you're going to, you know, wherever, the movies, you have to kind of say, okay, tonight I plan on spending $100. I plan on spending that. Now, this is what my night's going to consist of. And, you know, so if you go with that kind of attitude that this is what you're going to spend, then it's up to them if they want it.
Yeah, save money with duct tape instead of a sitter. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? That's right. Duct tape around for all the kids. No problem.
Right. Exactly.
And personally, I've always, you know, I've seen those people that somebody will come and sit at the table and they'll set a $25 bill down, $25 down and say, this is where your tips start and you got the choice of whether you get this or not.
Oh, that's messed up.
And, yeah. You know,
I'd say get out.
If you don't do something, they start pulling ones away from it. And
no,
yeah, that's just.
That's a sick game.
Yeah,
that really is. That's nasty.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right at all.
So, yeah, I do it over the whole meal. If I've had a great experience, I'm going to tip them good.
Cool. All right. Well, I was really interested in that. And sorry, I didn't mean to divert it. I was really interested in the preparation of the steak. And, okay. Excellent.
Yeah, the steaks are, you know, they were very good. And, you know, a lot of places will over-season a steak. I mean, the meat should talk for itself. If you've got a good cut of beef, and you're using high quality meat, you don't need to season the crap out of it. Okay?
Gotcha.
You know,
and four.
I was just going to tell you, I was looking at it. A 10-ounce New York strip was $28. The ribeye was $28. So, yeah, $30 a person is what it, you know, and we got salad with that and a baked potato. So plenty of food. And then what I really liked is on their menu, they have, how do you like your steak cooked? And then they tell you what each one of them means. Here, you know, rare means cool in the center, red from edge to edge.
Okay.
You know, and so when I ordered the medium well, it was just like it said, hot, because I like my meat hot, and then it said slightly pink in the center, which was perfect.
Got it.
And people go too much by what it looks like instead of what it tastes like. You might, because of the lighting or whatever, it could be fully cooked, you know, inside and look more pink, but doesn't mean that it's not cooked. It's the cut of the meat and the type of the meat. So people need to remember, it's not, you can't just look at a piece of meat and decide if it's cooked right or not. You need to taste it.
Taste it.
Always taste it.
That makes sense. Well, cool deal. Well, actually, I didn't mean to interrupt the show, but you guys were talking about steaks and my ears perked up. Oh, I can learn. So that's why I called.
Perfect.
All right.
We love that.
We appreciate it.
And we're going to see you this weekend. You're going to be busy all weekend.
We're going to be jumping.
Going to be jumping.
Should be a good time.
I think everyone will have a great time. And let's tell everybody where you're going to be. You're going to be at the Maricopa Garden Show.
Exactly. And our booth name is Arizona Taste of the Good Life. And we're featuring freshly roasted whole bean, or if you'd like, we can ground it for you, coffee from Bergie's. It's all Peruvian FTO, which means fair trade organic. And then we also will be complementing that with a broad selection of infused olive oils and balsamic vinegar from the Tubac Olive Oil Company.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, we're really excited. And then if anybody's out there looking for a wedding cake or catering, we have information on the Groves Bakery and the Groves Bar and Grill. They do full-service catering. They also have a full bakery. So if you need a wedding cake, a birthday cake, a bar mitzvah cake, if you need a cake for Boss's Day, Secretary's Day, I've screwed up and I didn't mean to make you mad, honey. I love you, cake. we could have a beautiful cake display from the Groves Bakery. And all of the samples, the bread samples for tasting the olive oils and balsamics, those are all custom handmade bread products from the Groves Bakery in Gilbert. So we're really looking forward to it. We think we're going to have a good time.
And all your proceeds are going to be for a wonderful cause, so we look forward to that. So go see Paul and the gang. That's going to be May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Arizona State Fairgrounds for the Maricopa Home and Garden Show. And their hours are Friday and Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 5.
Excellent. I think it's going to be fun.
You're going to have a great time.
I think so. It's going to be a lot of work, but I think it's going to be fun, too. So.
All right.
Excellent.
We'll get some sleep tonight.
We're setting up tonight. Tonight's booth set up tonight.
Okay.
Good luck.
Well, we'll see you early Friday morning.
Excellent.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
You betcha.
All right. Bye. All right. We're going to take one more quick call from Sandy, and then we're going to talk to Allie Segerstrom and Tom Malter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're the authors of the Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook. So, Sandy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
All right. What can we do for you today, my dear?
Not too much. Just go out calling.
Okay. So, what do you usually go to? Would you rather go to a mom and pop place or a chain?
Depends on what it's for. If it's for a special occasion, a chain, but if we're just going out to eat, a mom and pop.
Okay. Why would you choose? Why would you choose the corporation chain for a special occasion?
Because usually most of the places that I like are corporate places.
Okay. All right.
But tonight we're going out to Fort McDowell because it's my birthday. We're going out for steak.
It is your birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Sandy.
You.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sandy. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Yeah, many more.
All right. All right, Sandy, well, we're going to stick you into the drawings for that. And you want to do a quick trivia?
Yeah, a quick one, because I thought I knew one, but now I don't think I do know it. So.
Okay, which one was that?
The beer one.
All right, what American beer has been known as the Silver Bullet?
Oh, that's Coors Light.
You are absolutely right. All right.
You are in the drawing, Sandy.
Okay, guys. You have a good day.
All right. You too. You too.
Happy birthday.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Sandy.
Bye.
All right. Now we're going to go straight into our interview and
talk with Allie and Tom, authors of Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys today?
Great.
Yeah, beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And you're calling from where?
From northwestern Washington, north of Seattle.
Oh, okay. All right.
I lived in Wenatchee for 10 years, so.
Oh, beautiful.
It is gorgeous there. So do I hear rain in the background?
Not today. It's a rare sunny day.
Oh, one of the five out of the year, right?
Right.
Kind of opposite of Arizona. So tell us. Tell us about your cookbook. Is this your first one?
Well, this is a revised version of our first one. Yes, it's a completely revised, updated version of our originally self-published Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook. And so this one has a lot of new information and over 100 new recipes. So the total is over 300 recipes in this book, actually.
Wonderful. And then we've got it where I'm looking at your book, and we've got all kinds of beautiful, beautiful pictures and different recipes that you have. I love that you do that so people can see what the end result is supposed to look like. It's so easy to read and go through it that I don't think you've made it so simple for everybody. You've got your, you know, what you can reduce. Yeah, how you can reduce your exposure. I mean, all of this is just wonderful. You've lent all these ideas. So why don't you tell everybody about why food is the most powerful medicine in the whole foods?
Sure. You know, it's kind of the evolution of how this book came to be. Allie and I both attended school. We were fascinated in the idea that food could be used as medicine and that people can feel a lot better when they eat better. So we went to school at Bastyr University, getting our science degrees in nutrition, and I ended up getting my master's degree there as well. And my goodness, I started the clinical practice, recommending all the things I learned in school, putting people on gluten-free diets, making sure they ate plenty of vegetables, tracking all their dietary intake, and we had phenomenal case studies. People with arthritis were getting better, and people who had chronic migraines and skin conditions, they were all clearing up and going away. So he said, wow, you know, this is amazing stuff. I said, Allie, let's start doing recipes with these ingredients. And she would go to the kitchen and make these phenomenal recipes. She would make everything taste fabulous. And so we'd hand these to our clients, and they would get better, and they'd come back, and we'd get all these people saying, these are phenomenal. You guys should make a book. So that's where our first book came in 7 years ago. And now we have this refined book with all this beautiful information and these wonderful photos that Allie took herself. And people are giving us feedback from across the globe. They're saying, you know, I no longer have my psoriasis. Or, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I have so much energy, I no longer need coffee. So it's really fun to be able to share all the wonderful things we consume daily in our kitchen with everybody around the world.
Well, and I'm looking at your recipes, and you're not asking them to go out and buy this crazy stuff. I mean, it's stuff that you would pretty much have in your kitchen.
Right, yeah.
You know, so...
Go on. Yeah, different beans and whole grains and just, you know, all the different kinds of vegetables you'd find at your local farmer's market or your local food co-op. And organic meat, wild fish, it's really simple. It's just the way that the ingredients are put together to create these beautiful dishes that taste good and are so nourishing. And you'll feel so good eating this way. It's amazing when you start to eat whole foods. You don't have the cravings anymore for junk food or processed foods because your body is getting the nutrients it needs. And so it stops craving because these cravings often indicate that it's like it's looking. Your body's searching for all these missing nutrients. So it's trying to get all these different foods in. And so when you start to eat a balanced whole foods diet, you just start to feel amazing. You start to feel so good.
Well, and I love at the beginning of your book how you have, you know, stocking your kitchen with the whole foods, you know, and what to look for. And, you know, you go through and this is what you want to keep in your kitchen so you don't have to run to the store every time you want to fix something. And you've got a beautiful list of things that are so simple and you tell why. you know, be sure to have this because you can make these things out of it. So to have your whole grains and your nuts and all of your oils and everything you need to make these items in the cookbook. So setting yourself up for success, and then you even tell what equipment is needed, you know, so it's nothing out of the unusual. These are all things that almost everybody has in their kitchen already.
Right, right. And this, and by using the ingredients that we suggest and by avoiding the others, like for example, the fats and oil section where we say, you know, olive oil and coconut oil and toasted sesame oil, then if we can avoid the canola oils and the refined vegetable oils, we're not getting any, you know, solvents in our in the oils or genetically modified ingredients. So by following the Stocking Your Whole Foods Pantry, you're going to be assured that you're getting the best quality forms of fats and meats and beans and grains and so forth.
Right, which in turn is going to just help you feel better.
Right.
So I love all of that. I love the way that you've, you know, gone through and listed everything, you know, what your digestive health is and what to look for and why things happen the way that they do. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they don't think about it. If they pay attention to what they ate, you could actually find out that maybe you may not be allergic to it so much as you may have an intolerance for it, you know, so you want to try and avoid those foods and you won't have those reactions, you know, just like a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm lactose intolerant. I can't have cheese. Well, that's not a true statement, you know, because there's no lactose in a lot of the cheeses. It's just the softer cheeses. So, I mean, education about your diet and what you're putting into your body is so important. And I think you've done that for everybody here.
Yeah, you know, the fascinating thing is that some of our largest group of customers for our cookbook over the last 7+ years and more so now is healthcare practitioners, doctors. They actually use our book as a clinical tool. A lot of them don't have the education that we have. We've gone to school. Our entire career has been studying nutrition. They will come in and say, you know what? I want you to eat from this book for the next month. And they'll bring back the most amazing case studies of people getting better from all sorts of different things. You know, the people's foggy thinking disappears, their joint pain's gone, they're losing extra weight that they haven't been able to shed for a very long period of time. So it's brilliant what these combinations of specific ingredients put together in tasty recipes can do for somebody's health.
Right, and you say you tested a lot of these on kids.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we have 5 children from 2 years old to 12, and so they eat these recipes every single day. This is what we eat. They don't go out to eat. We don't, you know, they don't get fast food. They've never had that. They don't get processed food, and they request certain recipes in this book. So they request our chicken nugget recipe. They request sauteed kale with garlic. They request certain green smoothies and certain dessert recipes, and one of their most favorite soup is my creamy cauliflower soup recipe that actually uses cashews, raw cashews, and you blend that up in the blender after it's cooked, and it is the most delicious white creamy soup, and it's so simple to make, and yet our kids love it. They think it's the best. So this is what they eat, and everybody enjoys it. So we, yeah.
So what are some of the tips on how people can embrace the whole life nutrition while juggling a busy schedule lifestyle?
Well, I suggest choosing simple meals for your evening meals, and then on the weekends, choosing a couple things that you can prepare on Sunday or Saturday to have for the week. So cook a big pot of rice that you can make nori rolls, for example, with during the week, or cook a big pot of soup, or cook a whole chicken and shred it up so you can have chicken salad. So there's a lot of things you can do on the weekends and then choose some simple meals for evenings.
And some of the evening meals are so quick and easy. Like, for example, our kids love the chicken nuggets. We have a gluten-free chicken nugget recipe that we just cooked up the other night. Literally 10 minutes, done. Chop up the chicken, put it in the bowl, mix it around, put it in the stove or on the skillet, done. So it's not as difficult as people might think making your own meals, especially in this particular cookbook.
So how are you breading the chicken nugget on your gluten-free
one? We use a sprouted garbanzo bean flour. You can use regular garbanzo bean flour as well, and we give the resources in the book on where to find that. But, yeah, there's a lot of different ways, and we have another book that uses almond flour. So It's great, and we saute it up in coconut oil, virgin coconut oil. So, the our go-to oil for high heat cooking.
Oh, very nice, very nice. All right, and
have you ever used? I'm just curious because we were talking with Rudolph Foods, and they do pork rinds or chicharrones. I'm not sure what you're referred to them as. You know what I'm talking about? And they're a gluten-free product. Pork rinds.
You know, I don't eat a lot of pork. I don't like pork, so it's not something I include in my diet. But I know a lot of people do. And
Have you ever had pork rinds before?
I have not because I don't care for pork at all. Actually, I have an aversion to it. So.
Okay. Well, really, what it is, it's they take this. I don't know the. What do you want to say, the skin or the fat, and then they fry it. And what they do is it's gluten-free, and then they can take that and crush that up, and they use it on things like to bread chicken and, you know, different items to give it that crunch. It's a gluten-free product, and, you know, it doesn't have the pork flavor, so to speak, but it gives that little crunch when people are looking for if they're vegans or if they're vegetarians. You don't always have that crunch that maybe they sometimes crave. So you're able to bread different products with it and give it that little special crunch.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, tell us more about what's going on there. We've got your real story behind avoiding your GMOs and your non-organics.
That's a good question for Tom. That's his specialty here.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I've been researching this for quite some time. And, you know, as a person who's always looking out for the best interest of my clients, you know, I get that question. Should I be consuming GMOs? Are organics really that important? And let's look at GMOs first. And let's say that the genetically modified crops that we have today are designed to either produce toxins or tolerate the application of toxins. So either way you look at it, we're going to end up with more toxins in our environment. And what we're seeing is, some of the long-term studies, some of the more recent data, that some of the herbicides that we've been spraying for the last two decades aren't as harmless as we imagined them to be. So that's a risky situation. At this current time, I would recommend staying away from genetically modified foods. And then you look at organics, and you say, well, Stanford study said it wasn't that important. Well, if you look closely at that Stanford study, and one of the studies in Australia that was done prior to it, the exact opposite is shown. You can protect yourself from a tremendous amount of pesticide exposure. You can increase your consumption of very potent what's called phytochemicals, plant chemicals, that when plants are stressed, like they are in organic agriculture and not conventional agriculture, because you're taking all the weeds out and you're fertilizing, the plant has an easy life. But when plants are stressed, they secrete these amazing protective compounds, sunscreens, insecticides, used by the plants, that become gene-modifying, antioxidant, protective substances for humans. So indeed, organics are far more nutritious and protective of life on the planet. So that's the general story for those.
Yeah, so they're building up their own immune system, just like we do.
That's exactly right. What does not kill them makes them stronger.
Right.
And when we consume those stronger plants, we actually get that same energy from the plant.
So that's pretty amazing that you're able to go through and share all of this in your book. It's a lovely book, and it's Whole Life Nutrition. You can check them out online at wholelifenutrition.net. And where can they purchase your book at?
Well, it's available everywhere books are sold, but you can order it online and get it shipped pretty quickly through Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Powell's Books in Portland carries it. And so we also have a website, wholelifenutrition.net, where they can learn more about it, and our Nourishing Meals blog, where people can get sample recipes, and that's called nourishingmeals.com.
That's wonderful. And you say a lot of doctors' offices are using your book as a reference for their patients so they can get well. And it does. It tells you all different things in your book, which, you know, is going to give you the antioxidants and, you know, all your different, I guess, case studies that you've been through, you're able to help each one with.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, our goal is really to help people end their own suffering. And the neat thing is you can do that through enjoyable eating. Allie makes everything so delicious that you don't have to suffer one bit. You can let go of your symptoms while gaining an entirely new menu for yourself. So this book is one-stop shopping.
And what's your favorite recipe in the book?
Well, I'm kind of a sweet tooth monkey, and I love the simplicity of the raw chocolate walnut truffle. It's just raw cacao, walnuts, and dates. You blend those up in a food processor, and voila, you have one of the most richest, decadent chocolate feasts on the planet.
Nice. And Allie, what's your favorite?
Well, I love green smoothies, and one of my favorite green smoothie recipes in the book is the refreshing apple cilantro green smoothie, and nobody would ever guess that you put this big bunch of cilantro in, or a big handful of cilantro, and an avocado, and apple, and some lime juice, and kale or collard greens, and you have this bright green smoothie that tastes amazing. It's an amazing detoxifier as well. So that's one of my favorites.
Oh, wonderful.
I have lots.
You have lots. Though. That's one of them, though. He went straight to the desserts, though.
We've got some great main dishes, you know, and chicken noodle soup and the creamy cauliflower soup. And we've got a great grain-free lemon poppy seed muffin, an almond coconut flour pizza crust. We have root vegetable pancakes. We even have a bunch of lacto-fermented recipes in there, which are, you know what sauerkraut is, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so these are recipes that use other kinds of vegetables that have all of the beneficial bacteria and tangy, salty flavor like you get in sauerkraut.
Well, and your steamed greens with spicy peanut curry sauce looks amazing.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good. Yeah.
So how long did it take you to put this book together?
Well, this is a revised edition. So, you know, it's been years in the making if you add up the amount of time it took to do the other editions. So this book, the revised edition, we did in this last summer and fall with 100 new recipes.
So you spend a lot of time in the kitchen then?
I do, but I also spend a lot of time outside playing with my kids. So I'm pretty fast when it comes to food, and we make it, you know, really simple so we can enjoy other things with our children, hiking and skiing and playing by the beach.
Well, and I love that you also, you know, I'm going through your book and I'm looking at my favorite things, you know, you tell them, you know, here's what you need for your kitchen, here's how to stock your kitchen, and you tell the story, which is amazing. Then you go through and then making the change, you know, to prepare people what they're doing and how they're changing. It's a lifestyle change. It's not a diet that you're just going to do in a week or two. This is a lifestyle change, and this is what you need to get ready
overnight.
For it. No.
Yeah, it's like a practice. It's like yoga. You start, you know, trying to get into this one pose, and eventually you build upon that pose and go deeper and deeper and deeper. It's not something that happens overnight. You start with one meal. And then you build on that. And then you don't get down on yourself if you are still eating out or still eating processed foods. You slowly keep incorporating it and just make it a journey.
Right. And that's just it. You know, it's everything in moderation. And if you take this and you change, you know, your bad eating habits and you take this and slowly move to a better lifestyle in eating and, you know, you can make it a conquest that you're going after to get this so you can get rid of all these fad diets and, you know, once you get off of those diets, you gain the weight right back. And, you know,
it's a lifestyle. It's a whole life nutrition lifestyle. And we see people that live this lifestyle and they're happy and healthy and at a normal weight and they don't need to go on any fad diets. So it's great. It's satisfying. It's totally fulfilling to your taste buds and to your body. So I think people will really enjoy this.
I think so, too. Even giving the definitions of the different cooking techniques, you know, you're educating people, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, the whole book is a guidebook. It's about education and then offering the recipes. So it's a whole one-stop shopping, as Tom said, so
Very
people
nice.
Can just open it up and just really get to understand the whole process behind this and then get into the kitchen.
Very nice. That's wonderful. You've got over 300 whole food recipes, including gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, egg-free dishes. The name of the book is The Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook, and it's wonderful. I think you should go check it out. Best you can go check it out online. You can go to wholelifenutrition.net or amazon.com.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, gosh, you know, I would just encourage people to take the first step. Really think about how you're feeling now and how you wish you could feel. And realize that probably the most powerful change you can make right now is with your food. Because it's life short. And
life
if you can bring your experience to the next level, if you can have that clear thinking, if you can wake up every morning and say, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad to be alive," that's a life worth living. And really, it's not that much effort to change your food. And what you'll find, if you're anything like the thousands of other people who have 70,000 plus people who have enjoyed our type of cooking, you will see that it's worth the effort, well worth the effort. And the results are a satisfied taste bud as well as a satisfied soul. So
absolutely.
Just make the change.
Absolutely. You know, you also offer the smoothies, the soups, the snacks, the stews, you know, from breads to muffins to tortillas. I mean, you've got it all in here. You've hit everybody, whether you're vegan or vegetarian. It doesn't really matter. You've got enough recipes in here for everybody. So get the book. It's Whole Life Nutrition Cookbook, and it's on the shelves today.
Great, thanks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. I hope you have a great day, and talk to you soon.
Okay. All right. Take care. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, Sally. Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the perfect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and let's talk some food. We've got all kinds of things going today. Right now, let's talk to Jolene from Tempe. Jolene, how are you?
I am fine. How are you, Dennis and Diana?
Just great.
Groovy. Oh.
Groovy doovy.
Well, I'm glad you're groovy doovy. That's pretty good in my book.
Yeah.
So what are you up to today, Jolene?
Oh, not much. I wanted to answer the trivia to get in the drawing for Friday.
All right.
I'll answer the one about the cornbread.
All right. What's a small cornmeal cake made from a cornmeal batter and cooked on a griddle?
Well, where I'm from, we call it hoe cakes. Some people call them hot cakes or flapjacks, but we call them hoe cakes.
No, that's actually not the one I was looking for.
Well, that's the one you should be looking for. Yeah, in the summer when it's hot and you don't want to turn the oven on.
Right.
You just make your batter and fry in a skillet, and you call that hoe cakes.
Yeah, but are you using a cornmeal on that one?
Well, of course, it's cornbread mix.
Okay.
You make your batter like you're making cornbread, but instead of baking it in the oven, you make little, like, pancakes out of it, and we call it hoe cakes.
Huh.
And you know why it's called hoe cakes?
Why is that?
Because back in the olden days, the farmers used to take cornmeal and water to work with them when they hoed in the fields all day. And at lunchtime, they would build a fire, and they would mix up the cornmeal and water, and they put it on their hoe and hold it over the fire and cook them, and that's why they're called hoe cakes.
That's amazing. That's great.
All right.
I can't imagine what else they would be called.
Well, I'm going to tell you because I'm going to give you that one because your great explanation on it.
Okay.
But what they were calling it was a Johnny cake.
Oh, okay. I never...
Well, and they do say that underneath here. Johnny cakes and hoe cakes are the same.
Okay.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah,
okay.
It was traditionally cooked on a hoe, so they called it the hoe cake.
Right.
And then the Johnny cake, here, let me see.
Right, well, you taught me something today.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Jolene.
You're welcome.
So, all right, and
I love hoe cakes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Put a little honey butter on them, and they're great then, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. How about when you, excuse me, when you go out to dinner, do you prefer to go to a mom and pop joint or a chain?
Well, it could be either, but not just any chain. Some of them have really good food, like some of the steak places, but it could be either.
Okay. All right.
And I'm okay with mom and pop, but chains are okay as long as it's like Black Angus or I wouldn't want to go to, well, I'll just say Chili's or what's the other one?
Chili's or Applebee's.
Yeah, Applebee's.
Yeah.
I'd pick something better like I love to go to Black Angus and Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
But I set my limits on, you know, on that, not just any.
Right, because some of them still make some, you know, their stuff from scratch. Some of them do.
Yeah.
A lot of the big chains, you know, they've got a centrally located place that they ship all their stuff out of, and it's all made there. And then when it gets to their restaurant, you know, they add water to it to make the soup, and then they do this. It's not made right there.
Yes, I know.
So, all right, most of your mom and pop places, they're gonna make the stuff right there, unless they're mom and pop places that never been mom and pop places before. You know?
Well, a lot of the Mexican restaurants are mom and pop.
Yeah.
And so that's easy when I'm picking Mexican food.
Yeah, well, we're going to have a family on Friday that they have five different restaurants, and it's a family run, and even it's a lot like Ross over at Salerno's, except for these folks have five of them, and all Mexican style restaurants, and the parents, his parents are
still working,
86, and still working in the restaurants.
It's not Punto's, is it?
No.
Yeah, because there's one over on Central between Southern and Baseline, and it's not the Punto's buffet. It's even spelled different.
Yeah, no, this isn't. No, it's got nothing to do with Punto's. It's El Zocalo is one of them in Chandler. He's got one place in Tempe, one in Scottsdale, one in downtown,
and a bakery, in
and
Chandler.
All of them have different names. So.
Yeah, the reason I ask if it's Punto's, it goes down generation to generation to generation, and brothers. And
right.
I saw in the paper not long ago where they had opened a new restaurant in Chandler, so I thought maybe that was it.
No, that one's not it.
But, okay.
They'll be on Friday, and they're going to talk about their places and maybe be joining us, so okay?
Okay, I'll have to have my pencil and pad on Friday then.
All right, sounds good, Jolene. We're going to stick you in the drawings, okay?
Okay, thank you, and
have
a great
day.
Day.
All right,
bye.
Bye.
All right, let's talk to Manny. Manny, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. What is going on with you?
Not much. Just peddling my flowers.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah? You're...
Get it? No pun intended. Peddling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Just making sure everybody heard it.
Yeah.
And as long as it's not on your bike, you know?
No. Well, the car is small enough that if the engine died, I probably could pedal it or wherever it's going.
Do it Fred Flintstone style, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. So, how was your pizza last night?
We didn't have pizza.
You didn't have pizza?
Nope.
No. She felt like a burger, and I felt like wings.
Oh. I could have swore I saw a pizza going over there. Okay.
That was to Big D.
Oh, okay. All right.
We change it up every once in a while.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, your wings were good? Burger was good? Okay.
Yep. Well, except she messed up.
She did.
Yeah, she did. She ordered a regular hamburger with Swiss cheese on it, and I guess Lancer and Swiss burger. So
She
got it with mushrooms and stuff. But that was her fault.
All right. No big deal.
Nope.
All right. So you're going to take her out to dinner tonight, or out to the casino tonight.
Oh,
huh?
I'm looking so forward to that.
You just going to do a drive-by?
what I would like to do is just drop her off in the front and stay out in my car, but I guess I have to go in. So.
Yeah, you gotta go in and babysit.
That's going to be as enjoyable as going to a homeless center and shoving my face in an ashtray for 4 hours.
You don't sound very happy.
No, they're not exactly my favorite places. I think it's mandatory that you have to smoke to go into one of those places.
Oh, yeah, I don't like smoking.
No.
No. All right.
But what can you do?
Yep. All right, so let's try some trivia. Well, let's do the survey first, okay?
Sure.
Mom and pop joint or a corporate chain?
always a mom and pop place.
All right. And why always. Is that?
Because mainly you get better service and better food. Not necessarily better prices, but what you pay is normally what you get at those places. So,
right.
And, you know, I read a thing on Facebook the other day. Somebody posted, when you go to do your grocery shopping, say you go to Fry's or Safeway or whatever, if you don't buy any produce at all, they'll never even notice. But if you take the money you would have spent for your produce and go to a local farmer's market, the produce that you buy might make the difference between that farmer keeping his farm or losing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so... I feel the same way about restaurants, too.
All right. Well, very good. Appreciate that.
Right. Yes, we do.
It is. I don't know. The last one, I just have one little correction to make. It wasn't the farmers in the field that cooked the whole cakes. It was the slaves.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
All right. That's all right. Still, the ones out in the field doing the work, right?
Yeah. But I knew it was Johnny Cakes.
Yeah.
Coming from New England, that's what the sailors on the whaling ships used to subsist on.
Yeah, well, I think it, depending on what part of the country you come from, because it was, like Diana said, she looked it up and it was both, so.
Right. A lot of places have different names for different things, like milkshakes and fraps and cabinets, and it's all the same thing, but, you know, if you go to New England and you order a milkshake, what you're going to get is milk with some syrup in it, mixed up in the blender. You're not going to get any ice cream.
Right.
If you want ice cream in it, you're going to have to order a frap or a cap.
Yeah, so it's different. I mean, everywhere you go, they have different names.
Or pop or soda or...
Yep. Pop, soda, soft drink.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I call them both pop and soda, depending on what's going on that day, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Manny. Well, we're going to stick you in there into the drawings, okay?
Are you going to throw out a trivia? Or
I certainly may.
Sure.
What does the word hell mean when it appears on the label of a German beer? Is it dark, pale, or sinful?
I'm going to guess dark, and it's just a guess because I have no idea.
Nope, that's not it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. We will talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Nancy from Scottsdale. Nancy, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I have a review of the new restaurant that opened up, Steak 44. It's one of the Mastro Group. I don't know if that's considered corporate or if that's mom and pop. What is it?
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
Well, what is it? Is it mom and pop or is it corporate Mastro's?
Mastro's? Diana's going to check it out right now. So, and it was, what was the name of it again?
Steak 44.
Steak 44.
It's at 44th and Camelback.
Okay.
44. And it's downscale from the Mastro's up in North Scottsdale and some of their other endeavors.
Yeah, they have quite a few of them. They have them in California, Nevada, Illinois, Arizona.
Well, it used to be mom and pop at one time. But I guess it's corporate now.
Yep, looks like they got bought
out. Most places are corporate now. There's very few mom-and-pop places. I don't eat out often, but when I eat out, I wanna dine. We did do that, and their steaks are prime, corn-fed.
The place is beautiful.
It is?
I'm looking at some pictures of the one in Scottsdale, and it's gorgeous.
Well, I'm talking about the one, Steak 44. It's at 44th and Camelback. That's the one I was just at Saturday night, the 26th. We were there.
Okay. At 5101 North 44th. That's it.
Camelback and 44th.
Right.
Yep.
That's it.
And as I said, it's corn-fed. It's prime beef. Everything is a la carte, so you know it's high-priced.
Right.
The potatoes with Gouda cheese and whatever else was in there, that's like $7, $8. And I had some Brussels sprouts that I could have done without. There was nothing special about them. And then beet salad. That was all right. You know, I guess they used fresh beets.
and put a little pistachios in there, and I don't know what else. It was okay. It was kind of plain. The steaks are cooked in an 1800-degree oven, and then they're served on these real hot platters. So the steak continues to cook.
Oh, kind of like what they do at Ruth Chris.
Yes, exactly the same thing.
Okay.
And
so how was your steak?
It was okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going back.
Okay.
It was expensive. It was fine for once. But I don't really care to go back.
Yeah, so it just didn't wow you where you wanted to go, wow, I need to come back to this place.
Well, very few places do wow me. That's why I don't go out that often.
Okay.
I used to love the other place. That's closed. I used to like the Hungry Hunter. That's closed.
Oh, the Hungry Hunter was amazing. I remember going there.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's called good food.
It was good food. The service was good. I love the way they did their salad.
We have gotten very sophisticated and expensive in Scottsdale.
Yes, you have.
They're out of sight. They're nuts. Where else did I like that was so good? Someplace else just closed I like to go to. So what's the sense of going out if you can't if they can't do better than what I do?
Right.
But truthfully, there are so many of those kind of steakhouses like Mastro's and Morton's and Drink Waters and so many of those steakhouses that are the same thing, and they don't really deviate. Oh, Dominic's, that's another one. I guess that's all part of Mastro. So, but mom and pop, I don't know.
Well, that's where we went.
Mom and pop are Mexican restaurant, Chinese restaurant, and I don't go out for that. So, what other kind of mom and pop is there?
Comfort food.
That's what we do.
What
comfort
kind of food?
Comfort food.
You know, like Lulu's or Lolo's?
No, that's not the Groves Bar and Grill?
Well, that's Gilbert. I'm talking Scottsdale.
Yeah. Scottsdale?
I'm talking Scottsdale.
You know, one that you might like would be Binks. Kevin Binkley?
It's in Hilton Village now. I got bad reports on it.
Okay, well, we went to the one in Cave Creek.
Yeah, that's the original one.
That was really good.
That's so far to go.
Yeah, and he's got three other ones now, I think. Two or three other ones.
And if you just want a good, fun place to go for a good hamburger and stuff was Rehab Burger Therapy. The food was good. It's three people own it, and, I mean, it was fun.
Hamburgers. When I go out, I like to eat something a little bit, you know, something a little bit more, like maybe a prime rib or even steak I don't care for.
Yeah, we do.
But do something different. I like Don and Charlie's for their roasted chicken. That's different. That's worthwhile going for.
Yeah.
Hop Daddy's, their hamburger, that's worthwhile going for during the day, but not for dinner.
Okay.
They had a line out the door the other day when I drove past it. It was on the weekends when I drove past. It just opened up a couple months back.
All right.
But the mom and pops are all closing down.
Yeah, that's because...
That's in Scottsdale, not everywhere else. But we're going to have to take a station identification, too. So did you want to hold on? We'll come right back to you.
No, that's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you want to do a trivia?
Not unless you got something for Scottsdale.
I don't right now, but very soon, it looks like.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, Nancy. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. Katie Cady, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix. In the zone of gold.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana, the longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
1440 KAZG.
Culinary Confessions. Dennis and Diana's confections. We're the food connection. Culinary Confessions. We love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it is Wacky Wednesday.
It is Wacky Wednesday. But before we do all of our business and everything, Bobby has been holding for quite some time. I'd really like to talk to her first.
Well, let's talk to Bobby.
And then we'll do our business.
Okay. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, guys. Oh, I love that conversation about the hoe cakes. See, you know, you're not only for people who enjoy food, which I do because I cook exceedingly well, but the fact it's nostalgic because I can identify with someone pushing 90 years old because I used to chop cotton and pick cotton as a kid in a little old farm in Texas.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
So then you've heard it all different names. You've heard it called the Johnny Cake. You've heard it called the other name that they have for it is, where is it? Swanee? Where did it go?
Something Pone. Or not
then they have the hoe cake. Oh, Swanee Cake.
That's Georgia's sign.
Yep. And then they even talked about how, you know, when it all came about, what years and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's what I call poor man's food, too, because we were poor, but not poor in the sense that we grew all our own stuff and raised our cattle and pigs and chickens and turkeys, but poor as far as, you know, being able to go to the Ben Franklin or the Five and Dime because we were like 20 miles out of town.
Right.
So you'd have to die before you got there. I remember we moved to a smaller town, a little bit larger town, and had to walk like 4 miles a day to get to the Ben Franklin to work at the Five and Dime for $2.90 a day. That was back in 1963.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. I know my folks have told me a lot of stories, and I love it. I love hearing all of it and how it's made you such a wonderful person.
I think in retrospect, oh, you know, I would have died or probably killed for a Twinkie when I first went to school and saw that there were something like Twinkies. However, I'm probably very grateful that I didn't get to eat any of that stuff as a child, because I'm sure my immune system, you know, what in physical being and everything is a lot better off for it.
Oh,
and that's
I'm sure.
Where I kick back to growing my own vegetables, and I feel better. Like the gentleman you interviewed about the organic foods, there is a difference, and you almost become, I would never say this about this little farm girl, an elitist when it comes to, I don't want to eat that because that's from the store. Did you bake that or did you buy it? I can usually tell by just looking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. That's pretty simple.
I just don't want to ingest it. But I, too, have a sweet tooth, but I can make some wonderful things. But his date chocolate, the cocoa thing he talked about, sounded, I'm going to make that. That sounded awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
His chocolate truffle with
the the dates. I have a friend who's a vegetarian, and she cooks these wonderful things, too, which I picked up. And it's amazing that a long time ago I could tell the difference in the taste in meat, but I will go to Whole Foods and get my, you know, grass-fed if I crave a hamburger. Don't crave a steak, but I crave a hamburger once in a while. And get their meat because it tastes better.
Right.
And it is amazing. And I think more people are getting turned on to the organics versus the GMOs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because in the long term, there's no really studies are done on GMOs, a money thing by all the big agribusinesses, and I just don't want to participate in that because they've ruined Mexico's corn crop and India's cotton crop and everything, forcing the people to use their GMO seeds, which they have title to.
Right.
You know, and there's just too much nasty stuff going on there.
Yeah, no, we get the best stuff we can for our place.
Mm-hmm. But I can't wait. Anyway, I want to take the survey. I can't even remember what it is now.
The survey was, would you rather go to a mom and pop place? Or
mom and pop, definitely.
Definitely, because you know they're not sticking all those preservatives and stuff in
there. Well, they might have some, but not to the degree that the others, and especially the ones that have been in the valley a long time, a couple of Mexican food places, TP on Indian School.
Uh-huh.
They've got too much invested, and their family name is there.
Right.
They're not going to put out garbage.
No.
You know, that's their livelihood, and they take pride in what they do.
Well, right. And that's just it. I could say most. I'm not going to say 100%, but the majority of mom-and-pop places do take pride, and they want to make sure. I mean, because we're doing it because there's a passion for it, not because there's – I mean, it's not for money, that's for sure. You know, you do it actually for the passion, and that's what you enjoy. And you like to see people smile and enjoy your food.
Oh, yeah, and enjoy it. And restauranteering is hard work. I have an ex-husband who's a restaurant. We were both doing it. It is definitely hard work. You know,
it's not for the lazy, let me say that.
No, it's not. But you also, you know, when someone smiles as they eat the food, it's self-satisfaction that comes out.
Yes, it is. And that's what says it all. Is for me, it's when I make somebody, when I make something and it goes out to that table and I'm watching them and I see them take the first couple of bites and the reaction says it all for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's what gives me the drive to keep going, is because I know I've just made somebody extremely happy by just the flavor of the food and what I've put together for them. And, you know, it is. It's a passion, and that's what keeps it going.
Well, it's really, if you think about it, I've taken photos of my food, and I'm not a professional photographer, but a pretty good one. And I look at it, and there's such an artistic bent to all the food.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the colors, how you present it on the plate.
The colors, the textures, the flavors. I mean, it is.
It's work of art. It's a work of art is what it is. It's gorgeous. But yeah, I just go to, and I don't go out that often anymore because I just prefer to stay, since I'm gardening quite a bit and have quite a bit of food. I'm happy, you know, creating stuff for me.
Well, great.
And so, yeah, the other food does not intrigue me as much, but I've been to some of the bus, the best here, the Biltmore, Litchfield Park, you know, all the nicey places.
Right.
But now I think I'm turning into a hermit with the green tongue.
So you got to get back out. Everything in moderation, right?
Well, everything in moderation, and so I don't lose my touch with humanity. That's why I work like 4 hours a day.
Well, good. That's good.
But, and what else? Can I guess at something else so I can feel brilliant here?
Yes, you may. Let's see. What country does provolone come from? Is it? Yeah, we'll just go with that.
Okay, and that's the first thing that came to my head is provolone. Italy?
No.
Spain?
No.
Poland? Poland? My country of origin that's in such a mess right now?
I'm going to give you a hint. It starts with an A, and it's down under.
Australia?
There you go.
An Aussie cheese? I didn't know that. I learned something today.
Yes.
Provolone.
Yep.
You would have never guessed that one, huh?
That's okay. Enjoyed the conversation, and I've changed my radio habits. I'm grabbing you guys on the radio, because then I'm telling people about it, because it's entertaining, it's live, it's not...
It's definitely
politics,
not scripted.
Economics, yes. But that's what's good about it, too.
Well, thank you.
You know what, though? I read that whole wrong. It was. You were probably right with your first answer. This is Pavlova.
What?
Pavlova. It's an Australian crisp offering with a soft center filled with whipped cream and fruit such as strawberries.
Thank you.
So you were right the first time. This is the type of handwriting I was trying to read.
Oh, God. I used to have to train engineers how to write so people could read their writing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to train somebody how to write because they really screwed that one up for me.
Well, I thought maybe they had kangaroo milk or something, provolone. And they jiggled it up in the pouches.
By the way, provolone is an Italian cheese.
Thank you.
And it is from cow's milk. Southern Italy.
Oh.
Thank you. Yeah, but to think about it, though, the kangaroo could do it because the babe's in the bag.
There you go.
And the milk's there. And if she jumped around enough.
She could shake it up.
She could shake it up, and we might have a unique cheese.
There you go.
Well, we always have a unique something around here, don't
we? Right. I think it's great.
All right.
Good, good, good. That's why I listened.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be back.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call and join in. Right now, we're going to talk to Vince. Debbie, if you can call me back, I'll get you right on, I promise. I'm sorry you were on hold for so long, but give me a call back. I'd love to hear what you got to say today. And right now, we'll talk to Vince. Vince, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hi, Diana. Hi, Dennis.
Hi there, Vince. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, yep.
And what's going on? You working hard?
Yeah, I'm trying to close out some tickets, some repair orders.
Today's
stuff,
the last day for it. You better hustle.
I know. I already got yelled at earlier just today, so.
Okay.
For having too many tickets open. And it's like, well, you know, that's life.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll get to them eventually, so. But That's life.
That's life.
That's the way things go.
All right. So you want to try some trivia today or tell us our survey question?
Well, my favorite, I would rather go to a mom and pop as compared to a chain. Now, the only thing would be if it was a new mom and pop that I didn't know anything about, you know, if it's like, you know, ones that I've been going to and that's not a problem, not a big deal. But if I'm in a new town, you know, if I'm somewhere that I'm not familiar with, and, you know, then, I might have to decide if I would want to go somewhere that's unknown as compared to going to a chain.
Okay.
And that's the thing about the chains, because, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at, they're all the same, you know. So, you know, if you're in Florida and you go to McDonald's, the hamburger's the same as if you're in California, you know. And that's the advantage of that, where if you go into a mom and pop, if it's a, you know, if it's one that you've never been to, then, you know, you don't know how their food is.
Right.
Once you go there and you find out the food is good, hey, it's great. You go back every time, you know, as compared to. But if you're, you know, if you're kind of new in the area, whatever it is, then that's when you listen to, you know, a show like this, or you ask friends and say, hey, you know, where's a good place to go for pizza, steaks, hamburgers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know.
So, right.
But I would still rather go to a mom and pop, you know, as compared to a chain.
Okay.
So. Yeah, the only thing would be because most of your really high-end steak places are kind of a chain, you know?
Right.
That would be the only thing. Like, if you're going to go to someplace like that, you know, if for a special occasion or something, then, you know, you're pretty much limited.
Now, remember, I've told you about two really good steak places, one in Chandler and one over in Phoenix, the T-Bone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm saying, like, if you wanted to go to some place like Roof Chris equivalency, you know, something like that, you know, and once you find a mom and pop place like that, then it's like, okay, I'd rather go there as compared to, you know, going to a chain. I mean, like, you can go to Elements. Elements is fine dining, and that Binkley's is fine dining, and, you know, they're not a chain. So
Right.
You know. So that would be, you know, what, you know, you would have to, what I would consider, but, you know.
But or the Scottsdale Resort and Conference Center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're another one, yeah. You know, and I would definitely would rather go to chain, I mean, go to Mom and Pop's and give them my money as compared to a chain.
Good.
You know,
we appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know, they work hard, and if the food's good, you know, and usually most of the time the food's better, you know. You know, because it's not the same, you know, the same thing.
Right.
You know, in that. So, yeah, that's my opinion.
Well, I just find that, especially chef-driven restaurants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they're, obviously it's their passion, you know.
Sure.
And so they're doing the best they possibly can. And, you know, especially... When you've got somebody with a lot of experience that's back there,
it doesn't matter if you're going for breakfast, if you're going for lunch, you're going for dinner, or whatever the case is, you know, you can tell the difference. You know, you can go to the different places and tell the difference.
Right.
So I mean, we went unfortunately a few weeks ago when we were running around between the hospitals and stuff. We went to a chain for breakfast one morning and it absolutely sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, between the food wasn't bad, the service was absolutely terrible, and then come to find out that the manager was our waiter.
Oh, nice!
And he was absolutely terrible and got my order wrong, and then it's like, okay, that's
so fine. Now, well, who do you complain to?
Well, it's like now we know why we haven't been to one of these places in 10 years, and why we're not going to go back again if ever, you know.
Yep.
So.
All right. Very good, Vince.
All right, throw out trivia there.
All right. What's a fried Indian pastry filled with potatoes and vegetables, fish, or meat, and served as a snack?
Indian, huh?
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is pierogi, but that's only like potatoes and stuff. I have no idea.
All right.
I'll just say a dumpling.
Nope, that's not it, but that's okay. We'll get you into the drawings anyway, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Vince, you have a great day.
All right, talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's talk to Margaret from Mesa. Margaret, how are you today?
Well, I'll tell you. Right now, Jerry and I are stuffed. We just left Millie's.
Oh, finally went over there, huh?
Finally got over there. He had their special, which was pork, roast pork, and then he had the rice and the cow peas. I think the yellow rice and pigeon peas, and we had the potato balls. And I had the Cubano sandwich, and oh my goodness, we're stuffed.
Yeah, they serve a lot of food for a decent price, don't they?
Yeah, and it looks like they're doing pretty good because there was quite a few Puerto Rican people that came in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure that there's people like us going in there too, but they've got the Puerto Rican. They're finding them. So.
Well, I think everybody's finding them. It's not. It's just a food that is really good.
It is. Jerry said next time he's going to try the white rice with the pink peas, but he loved the pork, and I loved my sandwich. And they're very friendly. We talked to Jacob, the son, and I guess it's the dad that was working, and anyway, we talked to all of them, and the people, one fellow was in there, he's in the reserves, and of course he noticed Jerry's veteran's hat, so we had quite a conversation with him, but everybody was very nice.
Yeah, Millie's is a great place to go. It's small, and they're getting busier and busier, and that's just so nice to see, because they deserve it. They work hard, and they're just great. And they're located at 1616 East Main Street, right there in
Mesa.
Mesa.
Right between Gilbert and Stapley on Main Street, on the north side of the street.
And now up in Overgaard, there's a little place that used to be a taco place, and it's now a Puerto Rican place. And my son had a copy of their menu. They had like a 4-page menu.
Wow.
And the ones that have tried it loved it. But we, Saturday, we had the event, and Sunday she's closed, and we left Monday morning to come home. But next time we're going to try that place, too.
All right. Very good. Well, what I like about Billy's is it's a small menu, but, boy, it packs a punch, you know?
Yeah. And he was talking about the desserts they have, and I said, we're so full after the amount of food they give you. We had absolutely no room for dessert. We'd have to go in there specifically wanting dessert, or we would have to bring it home.
That, or you have dessert first. And then eat your sandwich, and then you can take half your sandwich home.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I would have to do. So what was your survey question today?
All right. Mom and pop or corporate chain?
Mostly we like the mom and pop, but we do have a couple of chain restaurants that, like, we like Famous Dave's real well. So usually when we want ribs, or if Jerry wants baked chicken, he likes their baked chicken, so we'll go there, but it's mostly mom and pop. We like to go to your place. We like to go to Pacino's. We like Red, White, and Brew, which is not a chain. And Bellagio, that's over by our house, it's a lot of Italian and Middle Eastern foods in there.
I wish they still had the belly dancers over there.
I hadn't heard if they did or not. I used to have a lady friend that I met that worked at Fry's, and she was Turkish, and she worked in the flower department, and she was teaching gals how to belly dance, and she did belly dance there and at that place on, I think it's on Mill in Tempe near the college. I can't think of the name of the place, but anyway, she was doing that, but I don't think she's doing that anymore. But that's fun when you have a belly dancer and sit there and enjoy your meal.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We went there a couple of times, and you know, they thought that the kids thought that was great.
Yeah, and Bellagio does have a white garlic pizza that we love. So, but other than that, I heard you talking about steaks when we were on our way to the restaurant. And, you know, I was brought up with a mother that went through the Depression, and I'm all about if I can cook something good at home that will only cost me one-third or one-quarter of the price in a restaurant, then I don't order that in a restaurant. I order things in a restaurant that we don't cook at home.
Right.
So Jerry and our sons both make wonderful grilled rib steaks, and I love mine medium rare. If it's cooked more than medium rare, you've ruined the steak for me. So anyway, I prefer steaks at home, but I will eat prime rib out because I don't fix it that often.
Yeah.
But I just can't see spending $28 for a steak or $30. And like, I think at Ruth's Chris, it was like $50.
Yeah, honestly, I've never eaten at a Ruth's Chris.
Well, we've only been there once, and the only reason why we went is because I won a $50 gift certificate.
Okay.
Well, that didn't even pay for your meal.
No, it didn't. Because by the time you order all the sides that are extra and leave a tip, you're paying well over $100 for two people. And
yeah.
But the only reason, they had a contest in the Catholic Sun. We were only in Arizona a few years, and it wanted to know about your family traditions. And I sent in about the tradition of eating pork on New Year's because the pig pushes forward with its nose, and we're supposed to be moving forward. And that won me the $50 gift certificate.
Wow. That's nice. Pretty good.
But that was... Well, we're here 35 years. That was about 30 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And we never went back. It was good, but I just... And then, you know, I thought, well, we're going to this fancy place in Scottsdale that's expensive. So we went all dressed up, and we get in there, and there's people in their flip-flops and their golfing clothes and little kids running around. And I thought... For a restaurant that costs this much money, it seemed odd to me.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's all changed. But anyway, we love Millie's. We will go back, and we will tell other people about it.
Well, great.
We love hearing that. Thank you so much.
You want to try? Okay. You want to try trivia?
I'll try one.
All right. What does the word hell mean when it appears on the label of a German beer? Does it mean dark, pale, or sinful? And I'm just going to tell you, somebody already said dark.
It means dark.
No, somebody already said dark, so.
Oh, well, then it has to mean light.
So, pale? Is that what you're saying?
Pale or light, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't mean sinful.
No. But it does mean pale, so you win, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thanks for the hint.
All right.
All right. Have a good day.
All right, you Margaret. Too. You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the Valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
If there was an emergency, would your family have enough water and non-perishable food to last 3 days? We asked families across the country. Here are some of their answers.
Well, we depend mostly on our meats, on our refrigerator, on, you know, cooking that way. So most of our foods are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out. So you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry, we have like granola bars and canned tomatoes, you know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. We are here. This is Culinary Confessions with Dennis
and Diana. And we never got to our business today. We still need to do trivia, taste of music, and my recipe of the day, which is brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. That's alexondesign.com. Or give them a call, 480-699-7796.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Do you want to do our trivia first?
Yes.
All right. We've got trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. And the trivia today is?
Where is the largest restaurant in the world? And that means by most seating. Okay, where is that? And, excuse me, what's a fried Indian pastry filled with potatoes and vegetables, fish or meat, and served as a snack? And what, let's see, what's a mixture of ground and diced ingredients mixed with eggs or mashed starchy vegetables such as potatoes that is coated in flour, eggs, and breadcrumbs or nuts and deep fried or shallow fried? Okay. Deep or shallow fried.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right. True or false? Rabbit flesh is white and lean. Is that true or false? And what's an Italian round-shaped bread brushed with olive oil, scented with rosemary?
All right. Try some of those trivia questions. That's 480-668-3287. We also have the Taste of Music, which is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your baking needs or special orders. Cakes, pies, you name it, we can do it. 480-813-4610, open Tuesday through Sunday.
And the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there is a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. So, Garion, play me that music. All right, and that was our Taste of Music. And tell me, that was from the 70s, 80s? 80s. 80s.
All right. Give us a call, 480-668-3287. And
survey question of the day is?
Survey question is, do you like to go to mom and pop restaurants or the chain? Which is it and why?
Which is your choice and why? All right. Right now, let's talk to Miss Holly. Holly, how are you?
I am good, Diane and Dennis.
Good.
What day is it?
It's Hump Day!
The official Hump Day.
All right. So, Holly, when you go out to dinner, do you prefer to go to a mom and pop joint or a chain?
I would rather go to like a mom and pop place.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. There's just more of a homey feel, and they're much more concerned about, you know, how you like the meal. You know, they fix food the way you want to eat food.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they do it with love. So
right.
They put a more into it than just the mom and pop places. The mom are the other places. They're more like a cookie cutter, you know.
Right.
Place
right.
that you eat. So the mom and pop places are more they're more personable.
Okay. Very good. Cool. I like that answer. All right. So you want to try some trivia?
Sure. I kind of heard like the tail end of the rabbit question.
Okay.
We used to raise rabbits and eat rabbits, so I don't know. I'll make a stab at it.
All right. True or false? Rabbit flesh is white and lean.
True.
You're absolutely right. All right.
I thought I could get that one right. I'm like, I better. We used to raise rabbits and, you know, little rabbits and bunnies.
Oh, the little bunnies. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
The
so the Easter bunny was always there then, huh?
She deserved to go in the stew pot, let me tell you. Because she was a meanie. She would growl. You couldn't even put your hand in there. Give her food or water, she would attack you.
Really?
Yeah.
She wasn't a very
growled
nice...
everything. She was a bad bunny.
Yeah, that wasn't a very nice bunny.
No.
That bunny needed to be bunny stew, huh?
Yes, and that's what she became. We had a rooster like that, too. We'd go out to feed the chickens. And, of course, it was me and my brother's fault because we used tease him when he was a little baby, but we thought it was so funny. But then when he grew up and got those spurs and those sharp claws, it wasn't so funny anymore when we had to go out there and feed him. So he ended up being chicken too. Yeah, chicken dinner.
All right.
You remember those pants that your parents would buy you that had the double for the knees, those rustler jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You had the patch already built into it.
Yeah, mine are Carhartts
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So that way they would never rip at the knee.
Right.
And I'm telling you, that rooster flogged my brother through those pants, and his legs were bloody.
Oh, nice. My
goodness.
Yeah, so after that attack, and he just there and froze in fear. Like, get the rooster! Get it! And then my mom had to go out there and get the rooster off of him, and it was terrible. And my mom said, okay, that's it. He's done.
All right, chicken dinner tonight.
Yep, chicken dinner.
All right. Very good, Holly. All right. We're going to...
Question.
Yep. Okay.
My certificate with you guys is expiring today.
We'll still honor it.
But I'm not going to be able to go out there today because my grandkids have a baseball game.
That's all right. We'll still honor it.
To go tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll still honor it for you, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, guys. You have a good day.
All right. You too, hon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. So, well, let's take one more quick break, and then we'll do your
recipe of the day,
and then also tell some things that are going on. We got a wine tasting coming up.
We do. The wine tasting is going to be the 14th of May. Yep. That's Wednesday, the 14th of May at 7 p.m.
So 480-668-3287. We'll be right back.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Nuts! I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ASE.org and get our free Power Smart booklet. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. Diana's going to be doing the recipe of the day here, but I want to tell you about another new place that we tried last night. We were here working, and I got done a little early, so I ran down, and Fusion Burrito. Not your ordinary burrito, I tell you. Chip over there has opened that up. And I tell you what, he's done a great job. He took this old rundown little building and completely redid the inside of it. And it's really cool inside, actually.
Yeah, I haven't been inside, but I've tasted the food.
And we got 3 different things last night. And Levi had a quesadilla that...
was the OKC quesadilla, right?
Right.
And that has grilled steak, crispy tater tots, cheese, grilled onions, and Tabasco ketchup.
And it was really good. Really good. And then you had...
I had the La Paz, which was roasted pork, or I believe that's what mine was, and Spanish rice, red sauce, cheddar, tomato, and jalapeno and green onions.
That was the closest thing to a traditional
right. It
burrito.
Had some heat to it. I didn't know. What does the W mean? Did you find out what that meant?
Wet.
Oh, so that
just
is
means wet.
The enchilada
that means,
sauce on the outside.
Right, which I got yours that way.
And it was perfect.
And then I had...
But yours was my favorite.
I had the...
The sole.
Uh-huh.
It was roast pork, steamed rice, shredded cabbage, which was amazing. I would have never thought that it would have tasted like that. Then you have carrot, radish, fresh cilantro, a mint, And then toasted sesame seeds with Korean barbecue sauce.
And it was really good.
It had just the, everything was wonderful. It was really, really good.
And so what he's done is made these burritos, but all these different recipes. One is a really a comfort food one. It's got mashed potatoes and brown gravy and it was the Idaho.
That's the Boise one.
The Boise.
That's roasted chicken or pork, Idaho mashed potatoes, grandma's brown gravy, and diced green onions. And then again, for 99 cents more, you can have the enchilada sauce on it. But that one, yeah, that's definitely a comfort one.
Yeah, this is the first one that he's opened here, and he's going to open up a couple more, one over in Scottsdale, one over in Tempe, and one other one he hasn't decided where. But he's going to be opening those, and I tell you what, if you get a chance to try, go try it because it's really a different take on burritos. It's not your ordinary burrito.
No, not at all. And your prices range anywhere from about $5.49 to, I think the most expensive, I'm trying to find it, is maybe $7.49.
Yeah.
So, and it's a lot of food.
Yeah, and it's very good.
They're not tiny little baby burritos. They're full-blown burritos.
But 4 days he's been open now, 5 days. And so go check them out. They're doing well, and you'll enjoy it.
Right. They're located at 546 North Gilbert Road in Gilbert. You can always give them a call. Place your order ahead of time, 480-507-7446. They are open daily at 11 a.m. and Monday through Thursday till 9 and Friday and Saturday till 11.
All right. So, and a holler out to Jacob and Millie over at Millie's. They're doing great over there. And
hi, guys. We miss you. We're going to have to come see you.
Yep.
Craving those pink beans and rice.
That's
and some
right.
Pork.
But we love you guys over there, and we appreciate what you do for us, being one of our sponsors. And we hope that we're helping you out. So right now, Diana's going to do the recipe of the day, though, and that's brought to you by the Alexon Design Group, 323 South Gilbert
Gilbert Road.
Yep, AlexonDesign.com. Go on there, check out some of the stuff that they do. If you need some
Landscaping pools.
Or pool, or you just need to remodel your pool or do some things out back, they can do it all. Outdoor kitchens, you name it, they do it.
And gorgeous.
Yeah, so check out their website and take a look at that.
All right, so we're going to start out with this Southwest egg rolls and avocado dip. 2.5 cups of shredded cooked chicken, 1.5 cup of Mexican shredded cheese, the blend, and then 2/3 cup of frozen corn thawed, 2/3 cup of canned black beans rinsed and drained, 5 onions chopped, green onions, let me make sure I specify those little green onions, and then 1/4 cup of minced fresh cilantro, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of cumin, 1 teaspoon of grated lime peel, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 20 egg roll wrappers. You'll also need the oil for deep frying. Then to make the dip that you're going to put all of this in, you're going to have 1 cup of ranch salad dressing, 1 medium ripe avocado peeled and mashed, and then 1 tablespoon of cilantro and 1 teaspoon of the grated lime peel. In a large bowl, you're going to combine the first 10 ingredients. Place 1/4 cup of the chicken mixture in the center of 1 egg roll wrapper, and then you're going to fold the bottom corner over, filling over the filling, and then fold the sides towards the center, filling. You're going to fold the bottom corner over the filling, and then fold the sides toward the center. Then moisten the remaining corner with water, and then wrap up tightly to seal. That's just a little bit on your finger of water, and that seals those egg rolls real nice. In an electric skillet or deep fryer, you're going to just put the egg rolls in for a few minutes at a time, for 2 minutes on each side or until golden brown. Drain on a paper towel, and then meanwhile, combine the dip ingredients and serve with the egg rolls. Very simple and easy, and don't have to heat up the whole kitchen.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Sounds good. You'll be making them tonight, right?
I'll be working tonight.
All right. So.
So you can make them.
I can make them.
Sure, probably. Why not?
Along with the truffles and the wedding cakes and the
moon cake. You don't have much to do. It's okay.
Yeah. I ain't got nothing going on. So.
All right. Then now let's remind everybody about the Home and Garden Show. This is Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show, I should say. It's going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They do have, if you go check it out online, it's MaricopaCountyHomeShows.com. They do offer discounts and stuff to do go on the home shows. And then let's remind you about our wine tasting. That's going to be Wednesday, May 14th at 7 p.m. It's $30 per person, and we will be doing wines from Spain. So you'll have two whites and two reds. And please come hungry, because Dennis serves a lot of food. And so it'll be a food pairing with food from Spain.
That's right.
So it will be a lovely event. Again, it's from 7 to 9 on Wednesday, May 14th.
I'll be a Spaniard that night. Okay.
Whatever. Anyway. So are we going to do a little drawing for
Yeah, let's give away a couple of home show tickets, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Let's give us a drum roll.
How was that? That wasn't a drum roll.
That wasn't very.
Okay. Okay, you pick the winner.
All right, and the winner is Jolene. Jolene, you are the winner to the couple of tickets to the Home and Garden Show for this weekend.
Over at the fairgrounds, woohoo, at Maricopa County. All right.
That's right.
Boy, this day has flown by.
Busy, got a lot in today. Got a lot in. Got some good stories, got some
good restaurant reviews.
Restaurant reviews.
We love that part.
Got a good interview, so yeah, nice day today.
Lots
Hope everybody
happening.
Enjoyed it.
Tomorrow.
Nobody in tomorrow at this point. That
no,
could
but
change.
Friday we're going to have some special guests.
Yep, we will have our new friends. They'll be coming in and talking about their five restaurants. So that we're looking forward to that. And then actually next Tuesday. We'll be having Chip from Fusion Burrito over.
Oh, he's going to come join us. Wonderful, and that's who we were just talking about.
Right. So Chip will be joining us at the top of the... Actually, he'll right at the start of the show, he'll be on with us. And same with Obed on Friday. So
El Zocalo's.
Yep.
Perfect.
El Zocalo's and... Mexico, and he's like all five of them. So
perfect.
It'll be good.
We'll get all that information from him.
Him and his wife. It'll be fun.
All right.
They're a fun couple. So.
Yeah. She's very beautiful.
All right. So remember, when you go to one of our sponsors, folks, please let them know
that you heard about him through Culinary Confessions.
That's right. We want to thank you for listening today. We enjoy this 2 hours. We hope you do also. And remember to stay tuned after us for the Uncle Buck Golf Show, brought to you by Golfsmith. And thanks for doing a great job over there, Garion. Diana, thank you for being my partner here and in life. And everybody, remember, good eats, good treats, and have a great day.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona, go away.